Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Tonight is Fourth Friday Gallery Night throughout the downtown area. Lots of galleries are open, many of them with new shows or with continuing shows and wine and snacks all around. WHQR enjoys participating in Fourth Friday Gallery Night, and especially tonight because we have a new show opening. It is called Hues of Juxtaposition, work by N'Kyung Kim Kazayer, Randy McNamara, and Mio Reynolds. We will have wine and snacks. You can meet the artists this evening and see this striking and vibrant show. It's tonight from 6 to 9. We are at 254 North Front Street. It's the M.C. Ernie Gallery here at WHQR. And it is my pleasure to tell you that I have all three artists in the studio with us today to tell us about their work. So Mio Reynolds and N'Kyung Kim Kazayer and Randy McNamara, thank you so much for coming in
today. It's great
to be here. Thank you for having us.
I've been enjoying watching as you've been hanging the show because your work is very different from each other, and yet it works together nicely, and it is a beautiful show. I also noticed that you have all been very prolific. There are many, many works from each one of you. So what I'd like to do first is I'll start with Randy. And Randy, would you describe to our listeners what your work is like? What is your medium? A little bit about your process.
Well, my work's abstract. It's primarily organic shapes, and I'm interested in color, sort of form, some flickering movement, and then line and surface. So I use mixed materials, paper. I lay down a lot of paper, and I cut out images from biology textbooks and integrate those. Some of them have my kids' homework in it. So that's the base, then I overlay, come on top of that with paint and line.
Wow. How long have you been doing this? Did you have artistic ambitions as a child, or is this a more recent event for you?
When I was a teenager, I saw Van Gogh's Starry Night for the first time and was actually shocked or surprised by how moved I was by it. And it really compelled me to start making art. And then I went on to study biology and art in college and sort of integrated the two and carried that on to graduate school.
How wonderful. So old biology textbooks get cut up and pillaged and put in your works, right?
Very true.
Wow. What inspires you these days when you look around? Are there certain events or people or sites that just make you feel like creating, or is it just kind of flow on its own?
A biology teacher told me once that ideas come from work, and I really get a lot of ideas just from working. It just comes out of that.
Wonderful. Let's talk with you now, N'Kyung, about your work as well. First of all, describe again to our listeners, what medium do you work in and what kind of themes do you cover?
I do use a lot of acrylics and on canvas. And I've been always paintings and since I was kids. And the skills I have and all the medium I use, that I just tool. And the things that matters to me is the subject. That is very interesting that, you know, looking back at all my old paintings, see how much subject has been changed at different stage of my life. So most of my paintings are storytelling. It's very detailed and there's emotional, and the color changes so much that how happy I am in my life or where I live. I'm very close to water and involved with a lot of water activity with my children, two active boys. So the color changes from, you know, red to blue and all different things. So
I've noticed a lot of blue in your paintings and a lot of fish and a lot of joy. So it seems like your life is in a happy place right now.
Yeah, I'm very blessed living where I live and having a great family and have wonderful children. So
that's
what I more focus on my painting right now.
Good. And what inspires you when you go into your studio to paint? Is it just everything around you or your children, or what makes you want to paint?
Well, once I was working in the architectural field, and that was very calculated and, you know, focused. But now I stay with my children, and life is very hectic, so I don't have a lot of time to paint. But once I sit in my studio by myself, quiet time, and then again, it go back to my children.
Yes.
So I took a lot of pictures at the beach of my kids, and then I'd be able to start the painting. I never thought I'm going to paint to my kids and fish and stuff like that. But that's how I changed my life, and that's where I am. That's what I'm inspired by, and I'm very happy about it.
It's a huge change from architecture when you go from all that structure and those straight lines and perfect angles, and now there's these free-flowing curves and the fish and the water and the children.
Yeah, but my sister pointed out that my colors has been really changed a lot since I was before marriage, and you know, it's dark color to bright colors, and so again, it's very interesting that artists soak up your environment, and you know, changing your art, different stage of your life, and then it will change again. You know, I will probably finding different subject and different place to go, or I will probably continue to change my art subject and move on.
Sounds right. Sounds good. If you're just joining us, you just heard from Nkyung Kim Kazayer about her paintings that are on display in the M.C. Ernie Gallery, part of the Hues of Juxtaposition work of Nkyung Kim Kazayer, Randy McNamara, who we also heard from, and now we'll speak with the third artist, Mio Reynolds. Now, Mio, your work is entirely different from Randy's and Nkyung's. Tell us a little bit about your subject matter and the medium in which you work.
I usually use oil on canvas, and then my style, well, it's not abstract, it's not traditional or representational, it's a mixture. I have no formal art trainings, just self-taught, and I'm a beginner to begin with. So therefore, I have been experimenting, mixing colors, and then developing it.
There are some deep, rich reds in your paintings that really pull me in. They're like an earthy kind of red, and those are really powerful. Strong use of contrast in your paintings.
Aha. I didn't realize that. But I think it might reflect my kind of background, oriental, the color contrast, and at the same time putting emphasis on the space.
The paintings are beautiful. Oh. Their composition is so striking and so beautiful.
Oh, how kind of you. Thank you very, very much.
And you are self-taught. You did not have art classes that you took?
I have never taken any formal art classes. However, I liked art very much, so I took like studio courses at art centers, etc.
I see. Well, the result is beautiful. Have you done other work in your lifetime besides painting? You were teaching at one point, you said, at a university?
That's correct. Painting is my second career, and it's new life I started when I moved to Wilmington, North Carolina. Before, I was more involved in basic research and survey techniques.
This is quite a change.
Quite a change, yes.
We just have a couple minutes left. Let me ask you, any one of you that wants to comment, had you met each other before you came to put your artwork in the studio here?
No.
No.
We just sent our slides in and images in, and we were brought together.
So you've gotten to know each other a little bit as you've been hanging the show?
Yeah, when you actually physically hang pictures and get to know each other really well, and we are just so enjoying each other's company.
That's been great.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
And at the same time, I like to point out this WHQR people, the workers here, the staff members, they are so helpful. For example, I was stunned to look at those beautiful flyers made, integrating seemingly contradictory kind of styles, put them together, and then beautiful words, powerful wording. And I was very much, I appreciate that.
Yes.
And we all do.
And the show is called Hues of Juxtaposition, because the work does cover quite a range of techniques and colors and styles. Hues of Juxtaposition, work of Nkyung Kim Kazayer, Randy McNamara, and Mio Reynolds. We'd love for you to join us this evening from 6 to 9. Walk all up and down Front Street and up some of the side streets as well. It's Fourth Friday Gallery Night. If you come here to 254 North Front Street, come up to the third floor to the M.C. Ernie Gallery. We're here from 6 to 9. And if you'd like to see some of the work ahead of time, feel free to go to our website. You can discover more at whqr.org. Randy and Kyung Mio, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's hard for artists to talk about their work. They express themselves visually and not by talking, but thank you.
Thank you for giving us a chance.
You're very welcome.
This is WHQR.